You were not broken. With everything going on in your life and in the world, it may seem like it. It may seem like your one minor inconvenience from falling apart. And that's, well, it's not okay. We shouldn't have to live like that, but it's an unfortunate outcome of this world that somehow turned into a wasteland. A scenario where Big Brother tells you that you're not working hard enough, that you're lazy and entitled, and if you just pull yourself up by your bootstraps, then all your problems will be solved. And then in the same breath, they convince you that you and the rest of the common folk are to blame for the state of the world, for the state of your mental health. And they shame you for it. It's why a lot of us are burnt out messes, just trying to get by. Burnt out, but not broken. Sometimes all we can do is keep ourselves alive. Even though in comparison to how we felt before, it feels paltry and useless and not enough. Before, the past, that's always the comparison. It's easier to compare our present selves to our past selves, because that's the part we've lived already. The parts that we remember. The parts that haunt us. Of course you can't compare yourself to the future, because it hasn't happened yet. So all you have is the past. And even then, when you get to that future, it just becomes the present again. Because time, though it keeps marching on, is strangely static in that way. And you know what they say, hindsight is 20/20. And I know there's a sick form of penance that comes from poring over the past, thinking of each and every moment that you wish you could change, making yourself feel worse, because then maybe you'll feel something other than the dread mixed with apathy that threatens to pull you under. But it's not good to obsess over what you can't change. I know you know that, but it's not just a reminder for you. It's all right to be afraid. It's all right to struggle. You're not worthless. You're not broken. You may be tired, angry, depressed, taken advantage of, belittled, afraid, stressed out of your mind. You might feel like you're held together by a roll of ever-thinning duct tape and dreams most days. Maybe cracked or chipped, but not broken. You may have to pick up some pieces that fall off, tape them back on the best you can, or simply hold on to them tight in your palm until you can find the glue that makes the fixes last. But you're not broken. Never broken. Even if all you did today was survive, I'm beyond proud of you. Whatever has kept you here, whatever keeps you going now, and whatever brings you to the future, it's enough. Even if it's the hardest thing you've ever done, whatever it is that plagues you, surviving is enough. It's enough.